Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
All right. Well, good morning.
Good morning.
So where do we go out to? Let's talk about that. We haven't said it in a while, right? We're here. We're live. We're at Go Country 105. And where does Go Country hit?
They hit everywhere.
Right?
I mean, honestly, they do. I mean, anybody who has a radio knows who Go Country 105 is.
Right. So we've got LA County, Orange County, Riverside County, San Bernardino, Ventura County. It's pretty much like it's a massive, massive reach, right?
Yeah, it is a massive reach.
Okay, well, let's talk about what's even more massive is our podcast. Because this same show is going to roll right on over to our website where you can get our podcast and you can listen to previous episodes. You get anything you want from wherever you want just by going to our phone app or the website.
The website, yeah.
Right? But anyway, Go Country 105 has just been absolutely amazing. We're so excited to be part of the station and be here on their, you know, as a show on their Saturday morning at 7.
Yes.
How exciting. But talk about all of these counties. The reason I brought it up is we've got a special guest with us today.
We do.
We do. And so...
Surprise.
Surprise. We've got Casey Tavault with us. He is a real estate agent with RE/MAX, but he also runs his own company called Simplified Offer. And good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to talk to him a little bit because it is always our goal as, you know, a show that is out there people are listening to for education.
We're the experts.
We're the experts and we're always trying to bring something new to the table. So it's going to be a great show today with Casey. But when we talk about counties, we want to, that's why I brought that up is he's kind of like, Casey, you're kind of in the middle of Go Country listeners.
I'm in the middle of everything.
I like that. So where is your office? You said you are centrally located in Diamond Bar.
In Diamond Bar, correct.
Which pretty much makes you less than 30 to 45 minutes away from everywhere.
You can literally have an arm in one county, another arm in another county, foot, you're in all the four counties.
Yes. Last year I had transactions in all four counties.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That is great. Mm-hmm. Well, and it's really hard to be a real estate agent, especially, you know, we live in Santa Clarita. You know, I live in Valencia and we're kind of like our own little tiny nugget of Southern California.
Nugget.
We are. I mean, if you think about
we're
it,
like
you know,
a chicken strip more.
Right. We're a chicken strip, but you get what I'm saying. Like we're outside of the valley. We're not the San Fernando
we're
Valley.
We're our own bubble.
We're our own tiny little bubble. So if you're a real estate agent that's here in Santa Clarita, you might also work a little bit of Ventura because the 126 is close and you might work a little bit of Simi Valley or Silmar San Fernando, but to go a whole lot deeper in than that is really kind of taking you out of where you're an expert. And for you, you're kind of in, you've got that really broad range.
I do.
Like throw some cities at us that you've closed loans in, or sorry, not loans, but purchase deals in.
Sure. I've purchased homes in Covina, West Covina, Azusa, San Bernardino, Highland, Colton, Temecula, Fullerton, Brea.
Wow.
It's,
yeah, that's a big span. So, and what I want to play on right now is you said, I've bought homes. When I said, tell us where you've closed, I said loans, because that's what we do. But, you know, and what I meant is, you know, where are you closing your transactions? It's a real estate agent. You've said, I've bought homes. Mm-hmm. So that's where I really want to roll into this simplified offer. I think it's really exciting. And that's why we brought you in today. We have to get our compliance out of the way. I don't know if you've got any licensing that you're required to do.
I'm sure he does.
But we have to do it. So we're going to get that out of the way. And then we're going to get back to simplified offer.
Okay.
Okay. So Marla's the best at this.
I am, but you need to say your own NMLS because I have not memorized that.
All right, fine. So I am Debbie Marcoux, Deborah Marcoux, Deborah Lynn Marcoux, whatever name you really want to call me.
Yeah.
My NMLS ID is 237926, and I am licensed by the Department of Business Oversight.
Keep going. Keep
under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
That's
look at you. Susan, she's
I did
taking
it.
Over.
I did it. Okay, go, Marla, go.
Okay, and my name is Marla Geezer. My NMLS is 669357. And since Deb has already graciously and beautifully already said the spiel,
I
don't have to. So, Susan, you're welcome. And, Susan, I would like to introduce you to Casey. So, Casey, go. You need to say some of your goodies, your BRE number.
Sure. My BRE number is 019-28498.
There you go. Awesome. And the BRE is the Bureau of Real Estate. What does it stand for, BRE?
I think it's just Bureau of Real Estate.
Bureau of Real Estate. Yeah. That's it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And all of you guys,
you got the easy one.
I know we've got the NMLS. My kids actually were in the car driving to Orange County yesterday, and they wanted to know, what does NMLS stand for? And I'm like, National Mortgage Licensing Service. Is it service?
System.
System. System. That's what it was. I couldn't come up with the S, but
sometimes I just make up the S.
I know, but if you are a licensed mortgage originator, or even if you are not licensed, but you are federally umbrellaed under the banks, if you are a loan officer, you are in that system. So kind of cool, but I didn't know. I wasn't sure if there was more than one for real estate, but I don't think so. It's just the BRE, right?
That's the one, yeah.
All right, so let's get back to this simplified offer, because I think it was really cool. Anybody out there that's listening that wants to give us a call, wants to talk to Casey, wants to send us a message, please do so. Give us a call at 844-935-3634. If you have any interest at all whatsoever for Casey and what we're going to talk about, you can call that number and we will make sure that we get you in touch with him and get you on air with him. You can text your questions. We haven't talked about that in a little bit. You can text the word mom to 31996 and you can send us our questions that way if you are a little scared, a little shy to actually get on the air and be, you know, in LA, Orange County, Riverside, and Ventura County.
Everybody wants their 15 seconds of fame, and you can use a fake name. You can even pretend like you have an accent when you call. We don't know.
We don't know. Yeah, we have no idea. We don't know who you are or what you look like. But give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word mom to 31996. Ask us your questions that way. And you can also go to our website that is new and improved. So excited about that. But go to the website and you can send us a message through the contact us.
New and improved.
It is. It's new and improved. I'm so excited. It was such a project.
It's like you're doing an OxyClean commercial.
It was such a project.
You know, like those guys are like, yeah, OxyClean. That's what you just did. Website.
Website. I love it. Oh my goodness. It was such a project for me. So it's so exciting that it's done.
I was actually on your website yesterday. Yeah. You didn't know this, but I was on yesterday. I was doing an open house and there's so many tools. It's amazing.
Yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
See, I put some effort into that.
That last little piece there.
There are so many tools. It is amazing. You should actually probably charge people to go to your website.
I love it. Well, I'm charging people to go to my next workshop. So, you know, no, I'm just kidding. But anyway, okay. So let's get back to Casey. Anyway. So yeah, questions though. Call us.
Yeah.
That was the whole point of where we started, right?
Back up. Beep, 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 beep.
844, we lend for you.
Yep.
The four is actually, I was going to say the F. The four is actually a four, not an F. We lend for you. 844, we lend for you. Okay, so Casey, simplified offer. So you're a real estate agent. You have been for many, many years. You've worked with a lot of our clients in the past. Mm-hmm. And now you've come up with this concept. So give us the rundown. What is simplified offer?
So simplified offer is a real estate solutions company. And it was born from me realizing after many purchases and helping many clients that there needs to be a source for people to go to when they need to sell fast. When they need to sell fast,
okay.
If the house is in distress, if the house needs work, it's just a really fantastic solution for sellers to have.
Right. So simplified offer is really working with sellers, people that want to sell their home.
Correct.
Okay. So they would typically find a real estate agent like yourself. They'd call you up at RE/MAX and they'd say, hey, Casey, I'd like to sell the property. And you'd go out there and you'd do an inspection and you'd run the comps and you'd figure out what you think it's worth and you'd give them a price. And then on top of that price, as normal, a seller, they're going to pay closing costs, which are going to include commissions.
So yeah, they're going to pay closing costs and they're going to pay 5 or 6% in commissions on the sales price, which could be $20,000, $30,000, $50,000, depending on the value of your house.
Okay.
That's huge.
It's huge. I mean, if you think about a $400,000 property, what do you think is an average sales price these days? I mean, I'm going to go with 400,000, kind of when you take all four of those counties that you're in the middle of. Mm-hmm, average mm-hmm. These days about 400.
Probably more.
I mean,
450, 500. Right. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So let's go 4 times 5. Let's say 5% is 20 grand.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're saving, and 5% is at the low end because commissions can be as much as 6% to a seller.
Yeah. Correct.
So, you know, they're saving somewhere in that 20,000 mark by calling you directly and selling the home to you versus putting the property on the market, having to clean it up, letting people through, letting people show it and going through that normal
procedure, the natural process,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
And not to mention after, like, that's just the beginning. You also have a home warranty that you're usually going to pay for. You have termite work and a termite report and clearance that you have to get. And the
when the home is in distress, you're probably going to do a lot of termite work to get it up to code to get the termite clearance.
To get the loan to go through.
Right, yeah. Right. Absolutely. Or you're going to have to sell to an all-cash buyer, mm-hmm. which again is going to be... Now, so here's where...
And an all-cash buyer is probably going to be lower than what that 5% commission is going to be. They're probably going to go in lower than that.
Typically, when they're, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Well, and so... But here's kind of my question. So if I'm a seller and I'm sitting there and I've got my house on the market, or I'm thinking about putting my house on the market, and I know that my house is in... Even let's just say it's a perfect house, because I can't imagine that this is a bad thing, even for somebody that whose home is in good shape. But the question I guess that I have is, I'm thinking about selling it. Am I going to do better by putting it on the market and starting kind of that bidding war, even though I have to pay the commissions, than I would if I just called you directly and got a price and said, okay, cool, let's sell.
You know what? Sometimes you will make more money putting it on the market and marketing it and bidding up the price. This process isn't for everybody, but if it's for you, then it saves you a lot of time and resources and money.
Right. Because you're not clean. I mean, and I could see where, you know, if you've got tenants in the property and you don't want to have to worry about showing the property with the tenants in there, and that's going to turn into a long, lengthy battle. How does simplified offer deal with that? Like, let's say somebody is a landlord and they've got tenants and, you know, they're willing to sell to you guys. Will you work on getting the tenants out or take over the lease agreements, or how does that work?
Yeah. So if there's tenants in the property, one of two things will happen. The first thing is we will, if the eviction process hasn't started yet, we can help and direct you into who to talk to get the eviction process started. Or if you're just 100%, I don't want to mess with it. The tenants are in there. Usually it's family that's not cooperating. It's kind of a sensitive issue. We will buy and close on the property while the tenants are still in the property and assume all responsibility of the tenants.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me. Okay. So there is more. I know that there is so much more, and I think this is such a great topic. Don't you, Marla?
I do.
I mean, it's just absolutely amazing. And again, we do our best to try to bring new things, you know, enlighten people, educate people. And a company like what you have going on, I think can be definitely very beneficial to a lot of listeners out there, homeowners that maybe have tenants or need to sell fast, or like you said, distressed properties. So we're going to keep going. If you have questions and you're listening, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 31996 and ask your questions that way, or go to the website and send us a message through our contact us form. We will put you in touch with Casey. We will get those questions answered for you, and we'll make sure that you get the information you need. But we do need to go to a quick break, so we're going to do that now, and then we'll be right back.
Text Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. Text the word MOM to 31996. More on the way. This is Mortgage Mom Radio.
Every single show, we're always talking about how you can't trust what you hear on TV. Everybody's interest rate is different. The only way to know for sure what they're going to get, and they're never going to hear us spew out a number or an APR, is to actually get a rate quote. Well, what's the best way to do that now? Our brand new website.
I love our new website.
I do too. And they can get a customized rate quote that is specific to them. They're going to hear back from one of us at Mortgage Mom Radio, and we're going to give them something that is customized to them that they can count on. That's probably my favorite part of the new website.
I absolutely love it.
Do you have any idea how much time that took to put that together?
If I have to hear you in your office complaining about it anymore, I was going to pull my hair out.
Look at the rate quote that you can get.
I love everything.
MortgageMomRadio.com.
Yep. Don't forget the radio. Get on there. Jump on there. Punch in all of your information.
Okay, but wait. We're not done. Let's talk about all the rest of the... Like, I worked really hard on this website. You have no idea. Do you know how many free tools we've put on there? I mean, we have got every tool under the sun. You want to know how much you're going to qualify for? You want to search for homes?
You even put on there home insurance.
Yes. Yes.
You need to jump on this website.
Every free tool that you could possibly think of, everything that you could possibly need, including applying for your loan, is on the website. So you have to. It's MortgageMomRadio.com. You've got to check it out. Send us a message. Just let us know what you think. Tell us how you feel.
Now that the website's done, what are you going to do with all your free time?
Well, I think I might just plan a workshop. Hey, Marla.
Hey, Deb.
Guess what time it is?
I don't know. It's early.
Our Mortgage Mom Radio workshop.
That's right.
It's going to be out in Ontario this time.
It's at the San Antonio Winery, I think.
Yep, that's absolutely it. And so when there's winery, there's wine.
Ooh, you have piqued my interest this early morning.
Yeah, we've got hors d'oeuvres. We've got a Sunday afternoon. We've got everything that you could possibly learn about buying a home and how to get there from start to finish, A to Z. And then, of course, we're going to have all of our experts come out. We'll have a real estate agent there. We'll have a credit expert there. We'll have a title insurance rep there. We have just about everybody, home inspectors, everything you could think of. Every part of the process is going to be amazing.
Awesome. But you know what? We need to get people there.
How do they get there?
I don't know. We have so many different places. What's the best way to do it?
Well, let's see. You can go to mortgagemomradio.com and you can click on events.
Yeah, don't forget the radio, people, or you're not going to find us.
That's right. You can also download our phone app. Text the word MOM to 31996.
Oh, yeah. Don't forget the app. Again, that's M-O-M.
Oh, and hey, spoiler alert, you need the app to win some prizes.
Oh, yeah, so get it down on there. Again, that's the word M-O-M, MOM, not upside down, not wow.
Not wow. Text the word MOM to 31996. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com, and click on events and get your tickets early because they will sell out. It's a very intimate crowd. We're only selling 50 tickets, and that is it.
Wait.
Yeah.
When is it?
September the 9th, 9/9/18, Ontario, San Antonio Winery. Get your tickets now or you will not be able to come.
Yes.
Mortgagemomradio.com, click on events, or download the phone app. Text the word MOM to 31996.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
Here's Debbie. I love that. It's so funny.
I think we need to meet this guy.
I know we do. The one that actually did the recording. Yeah. I just love his voice. Really, it's so cool. It's
I wonder if he talks like that, like normally,
all the time.
Like, hey, how are you doing? And he just, hey, how are you doing?
Yeah. I love it. All right. So what is our show today? So this is Mortgage Mom Radio. I don't know if I've even said that at all yet today.
He did.
He did. That is true. But this, you're listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. What do? We take phone calls. We answer questions. We give advice. We do loan applications. Marla and I are both fully 100% licensed loan officers. We work for Movement Mortgage. We couldn't be happier with the company that we work for. Just absolute experts in the business. Between Marla and I, we have well over 40 plus years in this industry. And when I say plus, it's well over 40. We have a team of
loan.
Well,
she emphasizes that.
It is well over 40. Well, you know what, though? We should be proud of that. We should be very, very proud of that.
I'm not saying that I'm not. I just don't think everybody needs to know that we're super old.
Well, when I'm talking combined, so we're not that old. But anyway, we do have a really great team as well that focuses really on just about every loan product out there. We've got USDA, FHA, VA, conventional, jumbo, bank statement, reverse, renovation. We have done every single kind of loan that is out there. Mm-hmm. And we are good at it because of the way that we structure our team. So if you are out there and you've been thinking about doing a loan, you have questions, not only can you call us for advice, can you take advantage of us? Can you go to our website and use all those free tools Casey mentioned? But you can actually call us and we can help you get your loan done start to finish.
Yep. And or you can text us.
Or you can text us. So give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Text the word MOM to 31996 and you can ask your questions that way. It's always Marla that's on the text messages, so you'll get her directly. You can go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can send us a message there. And like I mentioned, you can use all the free tools that you could possibly need. They're all there, including checking out our next workshop that's coming up in September. So that's going to be a good one. But before we left for the break, we were actually talking with Casey Tavault. He's with Simplified Offer. Casey's been a real estate agent for many, many years, and he came up with this this idea, this concept from having a lot of experience in buying homes. So he's been, you know, not only a real estate agent, but buying homes and then flipping them and, you know, kind of going through that whole process that a lot of real estate agents do. And, you know, what he is here today with us explaining is how his Simplified Offer works, and it's his company. And basically he's helping people to quickly sell their homes versus going through kind of the normal progress of, you know, finding the real estate agent, figuring out what to list it for, putting it on the market, cleaning up the house, doing a bunch of repairs, maybe painting, changing carpet fixtures, and then letting people traipse through the home for weeks until you get the offer and negotiating the offer and getting into escrow and going through that whole process. Casey's buying them for cash and he's doing it quick. And it's definitely not for everybody, but there are a lot of huge perks and benefits to it that we felt that it was something that was really cool that we wanted to bring to everybody.
Right. And I agree that it might not be for everybody, but I do think that this particular service can apply to everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, everybody, somebody who is moving and relocating somewhere.
Yeah. Especially if you're relocating and you've got to move quick or, right. Hey, how about this is Mortgage Mom Radio, right? You've got little babies at home. Do you want a bunch of people in and out? Do you want to have to pack them up in the diaper bags and the strollers and everything?
And cleaning up all the toys.
And cleaning up all of the time. Every single time you know somebody's going to come through and show the property. Maybe not. Right. I know I don't want to.
Right. As I'm saying, it's not for everybody, no, but it definitely applies to everybody.
Absolutely.
Out there.
Absolutely. So Casey, give us a little bit. Some of the things that we talked about was, you know, that it's great when it's a distressed property. That was something mm-hmm. we brought up in the first segment. If there's, you know, things about the property that aren't going to be able to get financed, it just makes it easier. Plus we talked about, you know, savings of, you know, the 5-6% in real estate commissions that you'd typically pay when you're going to put the property on the market in the normal fashion, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, correct.
So, you know, other than a distressed property, let's get some other ideas of people that it might benefit. Give us some stories. Tell us what you have going on.
Sure. So, the common purchases that I'm making are divorce, inherited properties.
Yeah, I've been through one of those.
Probate, tax delinquent, pre-foreclosure.
I was actually going to ask that, like, because I know our listeners are thinking that right now. If you know, hey, I'm in distress right now on making my payments. Mm-hmm. Somebody who can avoid a foreclosure or a short sale, this is something that they can do. This,
yeah, program. Yeah, exactly. We buy a lot of pre-foreclosure. It's usually always the bank's fault, the big banks, because what's happened is they're not communicating, and it turns out they have a sale date coming up in 30 days. They might have $100,000 of equity in their property. And if they do not sell the property before the close date, it is possible to lose all of their equity.
Well, and let me actually explain that a little bit. Mm-hmm. You do lose a lot of the equity. So the bank has the right, if they foreclose on you, we've actually had a lot of people call us with these questions and say, you know, should I let it foreclose? You know, why would I try to sell it right now? Right. And okay, if you have $100,000 in equity and you sell the property goes to foreclosure, you're not going to get your $100,000 back from the bank. You are going to get a very small portion of that $100,000 back from the bank because the bank has the right to charge you for all of the costs associated with going through the foreclosure process, filing it with the courts, recording it with the county, mm-hmm. turning around and having to clean up the property, get you out, turn around and resell, the costs to resell, all of that gets charged against your equity in your home. And you end up, if you get a check, with a very small check.
Correct.
So why would you do that? Why, like you said, why would you walk away from that $100,000? That doesn't make any sense. But a lot of people don't understand.
It's so that you can avoid everything that you just talked about.
Right.
And so that you can have the peace of mind and knowing that you can transition easy into... If I hand you a check for $100,000, because that's how much equity that you have, you're able to easily have peace of mind and transition into maybe renting for a little bit and mm-hmm. building back your life.
Right. Well, not only that, but there is just a humongous difference in underwriting guidelines as well. Maybe you're going through a massive credit event right now that has made it difficult for you to make payments, but you can see the future. You know, you can see everything coming together in 3 months from now.
Well, there's a difference of not making 3-6 payments.
There's a difference of not making 12-24 payments.
Well, my point was, like, if you've not made the last 6 payments and then your property is going to go into foreclosure, there's a huge difference of when you're going to be able to purchase again is if you have a foreclosure or a short sale on your record, on your credit, as opposed to just waiting waiting some time to get rid of those late payments.
Right.
It's a huge difference. So, I mean, I think this is, I'm actually just blown away by your company right now.
Yeah.
Seriously.
So again, if you have questions for Casey or you have questions for us and you want to give us a call, it's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is the number 4. You can text the word MOM to 31996 and get us your questions that way, or go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can go to contact us and send us a contact form. We want to hear from you. Casey wants to answer all of your questions and get back to you. We want your feedback. So give us a call, go to our Facebook Facebook. You know, you can always send us messages through Facebook. Anywhere that says Mortgage Mom Radio, you can find us pretty much anywhere.
Just don't forget
Instagram,
the radio.
Facebook, YouTube, website, Mortgage Mom Radio. So it's not hard. But find us and call us, because this is really a great thing. I love that we're talking about this, and I think it's something that is fantastic. One thing that, like, you know, Marla mentioned, is that if you have late payments, if you have late mortgage payments on your credit report, a lot of people don't understand that they can still get financing. So we like to see no more than 2 late payments in a 12-month period. So let's say that you've had 6 or 7 late payments and somebody like Casey comes in and pretty much bails you out. I mean, that's really what that is, right? You're buying the home from them, handing them their equity check. Maybe you've lost a job, or you've been ill and now you're feeling better, or you just got another job and you can see that everything is getting better in the future. If you can get to the point where you only have 2 in the last 12 months, so maybe you've got to wait 6 months or 8 months to get to that point that the last 2 are the only ones in the 12-month period, there's a loan for you. You have a foreclosure or a short sale on your credit report and you're waiting 3 or 4 years before there's a loan for you. So, you know, it's a big, big difference. So somebody that is in that position, I just think would benefit just so much from your services.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. Okay. So we talked about somebody that's in distress, property in distress, somebody that's in distress, you know, credit wise or income wise or payment wise. What are some other reasons that this might be
I want to hear probate, like somebody somebody who passed on and now their beneficiaries, their kids or their grandkids are have this house now.
Yeah. You know, we buy a lot of probate properties or trust properties. And what usually happens is a lot of times, you know, because if a property is in probate, they did not have a living trust in place. Usually the heirs of the property, the beneficiaries, are not local. Mm-hmm. Usually they're in different counties, different states. If you are the sole person responsible for an estate and you don't even live in the same state, can you imagine all the work, all the time, mm-mm, all the commitment that goes along with it?
Yeah, especially here in California, probate court is
lengthy.
It is a lot. Yeah.
And you're already dealing with the loss of that family member already. And now you're having to go back to that house and dealing with all of that. So yeah, I could imagine that it's just too much. Yeah.
Plus if there's a mortgage on the property, you're also responsible for making
those payments.
The payment, or else it could go into default and then.
Yeah. So how do you get involved? Like, for example, most properties that go to probate, it's because there was no living trust or there was no will that was put into place for that property to be placed into. So there's pretty much no instructions to anybody, to the county, to the state of California. There's no instructions, right, of who gets the property, what, you know. How do you guys how can you get around that process? You know, let's say that my mom passes and there's no living trust or whatever, and I call you up and I say, hey, Casey, I want to sell you my mom's house because I don't want to have to go through this whole mess.
Yeah.
How do you guys speed that process up? Because isn't that kind of a legal thing that they have to go through who's the quote unquote owner?
Yeah. So there's always the probate process that is going to take place. And usually what ends up happening is I'm in touch with the probate attorney that you've hired to help take you down that path. But instead of putting it on the market and listing it, and in California, there's a mandatory 5% commission that's charged. Nothing more, nothing less. So you're not
on a probate.
On a probate sale through an agent.
Gotcha.
But if we come in and buy it directly, then you're able to save that
5%.
And it helps cut the time in half.
Right. Because once the probate court then approves it and says, yes, you can sell. Mm-hmm. Then they can just immediately turn it over. And you guys could have already had everything in the works leading up to the court's ruling.
Correct.
Versus waiting for the court to rule, yes, this is going to be sold, this is how much it's going to be sold for, and then having to put it on the market and then wait for all of that time to pass.
Yeah, and then we're off to the races from there. And also another big thing that people forget about is there's a lot of contents in these homes. There's valuable items and there's also invaluable items. So what we do is we partner up with clean out crews. We partner up with estate sale companies and they go in, they're licensed estate sale companies. They separate the valuable from the not. They ship the valuable to you or they put it aside for you, or they just have an estate sale and sell it. And then the rest is donated to the Salvation Army, to the Goodwill. So literally we are assuming all of the work that comes along with the property.
Oh, wow. That's huge.
Yeah. That is really huge.
Because can you imagine, can you think about, you know, somebody's just passed away, whether you live in the same state or you don't, you're already dealing with that. Then you've got to go through the home and you have to start separating items, cleaning things up, boxing things up. It would be so much less stressful and emotional.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah, to be able to walk into that home and grab the things that you know that you want to keep, and then to not have to worry about how in the world am I going to clean this house out? How am I going to get rid of all of the rest of this stuff? Mm-hmm. You know, to be able to go in and to gather the items that make something that are personal to you, and then to not have to deal with that rest of that emotional part, I think would be very helpful.
Yeah. And, you know, more than anything, what it does is it allows you to be present and to mourn, you know, to really just kind of mourn the loss of who you lost.
Wow. Casey, all right, we're going to get back because we do have to take a break. So anybody listening, again, if you guys have questions, please feel free to give us a call. We're taking the questions and we will answer them for you. Text the word MOM to 31996 or go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. And we'll make sure that we get you every single answer to every single question asked today. We'll put you in touch with Casey with Simplified Offer. So we'll be, we're going to go to break and we'll be right back. Every single show, we're always talking about how you can't trust what you hear on TV. Everybody's interest rate is different. The only way to know for sure what they're going to get, and they're never going to hear us spew out a number or an APR, is to actually get a rate quote. Well, what's the best way to do that now? Our brand new website.
I love our new website.
I do too. And they can get a customized rate quote that is specific to them. They're going to hear back from one of us at Mortgage Mom Radio, and we're going to give them something that is customized to them that they can count on. That's probably my favorite part of the new website.
I absolutely love it.
Do you have any idea how much time that took to put that together?
If I have to hear you in your office complaining about it anymore, I was going to pull my hair out.
Look at the rate quote that you can get.
I love everything.
MortgageMomRadio.com.
Yep. Don't forget the radio. Get on there. Jump on there. Punch in all of your information.
Okay, but wait. We're not done. Let's talk about all the rest of the... Like, I worked really hard on this website. You have no idea. Do you know how many free tools we've put on there? I mean, we have got every tool under the sun. You want to know how much you're going to qualify for? You want to search for homes?
You even put on there home insurance.
Yes. Yes.
You need to jump on this website.
Every free tool that you could possibly think of, everything that you could possibly need, including applying for your loan, is on the website. So you have to. It's mortgagemomradio.com. You've got to check it out. Send us a message. Just let us know what you think. Tell us how you feel.
Now that the website's done, what are you going to do with all your free time?
Well, I think I might just plan a workshop.
It's Mortgage Mom Radio, answering your toughest questions on the home purchase process at 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's 844-935-3634. And now here's Debbie Marcoux.
All right. So exciting. Marla and I have Casey Tivault in the house with us today.
In the house.
In the house. Casey is a real estate agent. To recap, if you missed any part of the beginning of this show, I can tell you that this is a really great show, something you've never heard us do before. We've talked about a lot of really, really good information. Casey runs a company called Simplified Offer. He's also a real estate agent, has been for many, many years. So if you've missed any part of this show at all, go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and go to our podcast. Listen to the show. We will have it up on the air within an hour of us being finished up here at the studio. So go to the website, listen to the podcast, download it, subscribe to it. You can listen to previous shows as well, because we get into all kinds of things. Every week we try to do something a little bit different. We've talked about different kinds of loan programs. What's the difference between FHA, what's VA, what's USDA, what's renovation loan, what are the perks of reverse, anything that you could possibly think of. The podcast is amazing, but I can tell you that we've had some really great information that we're not going to be able to recap, you know, from the beginning part of today's show. And I know a lot of you jump in the car. If you're listening to us on Go Country, you jump in the car, you get out of the car, you hit pieces of the show. You don't necessarily hear it from start to finish. So, you know, make sure you go to our website, listen to the podcast there at mortgagemomradio.com, subscribe to the podcast so that you can get it on your iTunes or your Google Play with your, you know, iPhones and your Androids. Get it from Alexa. There you go. Everybody's Alexa's just went off right now.
Alexa,
play Mortgage Mom Radio podcast. It's that easy. She's going to turn it on for you right now, and you're going to be all confused because you're trying to listen to us. But if you do turn on your Skills app in your Alexa for podcasting, you can actually listen to the most recent show that's put up there. So if you give us about an hour after the show's over at 8, you'll be able to hear the entire show from today. So while you're cooking in the kitchen or you're getting ready in the bathroom or whatever it is that you like to listen to Alexa, go ahead and throw on our podcast. Listen to them. They're very educational. You're not going to get better information. This is not just an infomercial. We truly do this show to bring you new information, education, and learning. That's what me and Marla thrive on. And that is why we do this. We're not throwing out APRs at you. We're not begging you to call to find out that, no, you can't get the offer that we came up with you today. And you only get it if you call us during this hour of our show. That is not what we do.
That's not what we're about.
That is not what we're about. So check it out. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. Listen to the podcast. If you missed any portion of the earlier show today, give us a call, 844-935-3634. And we'll get you connected directly to Casey, or Marla and I will answer those questions for you that you have. You can text the word mom to 31996 and you can start asking questions in that way. If you like to download the phone app, you want to use the phone app instead of going directly to the website, you can do that as well. Also by texting the word mom to 31996, and you'll get all of the fantastic tools from the phone app that you would also get from the website. So once again, we've got Casey here, Casey Tavault with Simplified Offer. We've been talking about all of the benefits of what his company does in purchasing homes directly from the client rather than going through the standard resale process of selling a home. We've talked about some great things, why it's helped people with distressed properties. Give us another story where something like this might benefit somebody, Casey.
Sure. You know what? This is a story that it's a little hard to talk about just because I grew up really close with my grandparents. The customer was a 95-year-old lady and was living at home with her 75-year-old son. And she...
Wait, back up one more time. Wait. She was how old?
95.
And okay. Her son was 75.
75.
I heard 85 and 75. I was like, wait.
No, that's not what I heard, but I could have sworn I heard the 95 and 75. I'm like, oh my, like, talk about an amazing life, right?
Yeah, 95 and 75. He never moved out.
Wow.
Dad passed away when he was younger and just stayed at home to take care of mom.
Yeah, Manny and Mikey, don't listen because you're never staying with me for the rest of your life. Or Zeke. Anyway, keep going. Sorry.
So she was 95 and needed more help. All of their family besides the 75-year-old son lived out of state. And so they just needed more help. And so what ended up happening is the house was built in 1950. They were the original owners to the property. So the house, and they never did any repairs.
Nothing. So it's all original, 1950.
Steel frame windows. The roof was dilapidated. The foundation, the bones were good. It had good bones, but the condition was just in disrepair.
And when you think about somebody 95 and 75 that are living there, I mean, that makes my heart break just hearing that in itself.
It's hard to go through because just being able to witness what they were going through, the living conditions, but the shining light was how we were able to help. And what ended up happening was they had family out of state in Washington. So I made arrangements for family out of state who didn't have very much money either to rent an RV. She was also a little bit, it was hard for her to travel by plane. And so the family took an RV all the way down from Washington State, pick her up, and move her. This all happened during the escrow period of, so the deposit was in escrow. We released money early during escrow to help
them move.
Because they didn't have, all of their money was in the house. It was paid off, cash rich, but house rich, but cash poor.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And so it was just, the house had a lot of items on the inside. The estate sale company went in, helped kind of
sort
everything out, clean it up. And it just worked out beautifully for them.
Wow.
They did not have the strength physically or mentally to go through the whole process of 30 buyers coming through the property and just the whole process, all the paperwork. It was just a process that worked out really beautifully for them.
Wow. You're going to make me cry. Like, that is such an awesome story. I mean, really, when you think about it, I mean, that is the perfect candidate mm-hmm. for what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and not only were you able to do it quickly for them, which is probably what they needed, mm-hmm. they didn't have to, like you said, go through the normal process of having all of these people schlepping through the house and checking it out before they're deciding to write an offer. They didn't probably, I mean, you guys, are you going 30-day escrows? Or are you doing them quicker? What are your turnaround? Let's say I call you tomorrow and I say, Casey, I want to sell you my house. What does the transaction look like?
We could have cash in your hands as soon as 5 days, but usually that's too fast for mm-hmm. most people. So on average, it's about a 2-week process. But under dire needs, we can have cash quicker.
Wow, I mean, that is absolutely amazing.
Yeah,
I mean, and I can see how most people, that's too fast because they still need time to like pack it up and box it up and get it out of there. Mm-hmm. But if it's something that they're working with you, or you're bringing in an estate company to sell off items, and you're going to bring in the, you know, junket or trash guys, you know, to come in and clean everything else up and then donate to the Goodwill. I mean, you're doing that legwork for them. I could see how, I mean, something that would happen in 5 days, especially if somebody falls ill or they can't take care of themselves anymore and they've got to get where they're going and they need that equity.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. And they actually contact me initially because of my real estate services that I offer, but I noticed the situation, and I'm the first one to let you know that if we're a good fit or not.
Right.
I know that I'm not going to work with every single person, but what we did is we sat down and we went over both plans. Plan A, which is let's list it, let's market it. These are the commissions. These are the repairs you'll have to make. Or let's just buy it directly. We'll look at both options and see which one makes sense. For them, the clear-cut option was the cash.
The simplified offer. The
correct.
I love that. So
do I. And I think that's one of the big reasons why we work with you, Casey, because you're a real estate agent that actually takes that extra step. You're going beyond just the regular, you know, I'm doing my job to make my commission.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
You're doing a little bit extra to making sure that somebody at the end is being taken care of. And that's amazing.
No, I love it. So again, everybody out there that's listening, you guys want to talk with Casey, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. Go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can send us a message there. You can text the word mom to 31996. You can ask us your questions through text messages. You know, Casey, tell us a little bit about you. So we've been talking about all these different scenarios and how your program works. And again, people jump in the car, get out of the car. They miss the first part of the show. They didn't hear everything and we didn't really get into you. So, you know, give us a little like quick bio, you know, like when did you start? Where do you work? You're a real estate agent. You've got simplified offer. How many have you done? Like, just give us something, you know, about you.
Sure. So, I've been married for 6 years. We have 2 young daughters, beautiful girls, 1 and 4, actually 4 next month. Offices in Diamond Bar, as we discussed. And I live in Chino Hills, California.
Okay. Okay.
Which really allows for the broad, you know, coverage and area.
It's a broad spectrum.
Very mm-hmm. broad, very broad.
I use a lot of that SPF because I'm quite white. But anyway, we got to throw a little joke in here and there. You know, it's all serious this morning. I almost cried a little earlier.
I lighten it up a little bit.
All right, keep going.
I've been in real estate for about 10 years.
Okay.
And over the past 4 years, though, we started buying properties at auction, started buying bank-owned properties when they were really popular. You know, there were a lot more bank-owned properties and short sales back in the day.
Yeah.
Not as many right now at this time. And I'm a full-time realtor and home buyer.
So what I like about that is that you are, you know, like Marla said too, you're going to fit the person where they belong. So if they've been thinking about selling a home, and they're the normal candidate that is great for putting it on the market, paying the commission fees to the real estate agent, you know, letting people go through the property and check it out, you know, doing open houses, leaving for the weekends to allow that to happen, you know, maybe trying to list it a little bit low to create bidding, you know, a bidding war to try to get that that highest top end dollar price. You're going to help them with that piece.
Yeah.
But if they don't fall into that category, then you've got this other program, which is your company, your simplified offer.
Yeah. Correct.
And I just think that's great because it's giving somebody both opportunities. You know, you're not calling the guys that say, we buy houses, call us now. And they just want to give you the lowest possible price for your house and that's it. You know, you're offering your services in both arenas and you're going to help the person fit into the category that they belong in.
Yeah.
So we've talked about distressed properties. So that's always a good one. One thing that Marla and I mentioned earlier in the show is if the property is not in a condition that is possible to be lent on, or banks aren't going to lend on it because of the condition that the home is in, you know, you're only opening yourself up to all cash buyers, or you've got to dump money into the house to get it put into a position that you can get lending on it to offer it to all buyers that can get financing on the house. Mm-hmm. So if it's a distressed property, they're saving the money by being able to sell it at the cash price, sell it as is, which is what they would want, not have to do any repairs, and be able to save themselves the 5-6% commission that they'll pay as a seller to the real estate agents. You're just going to walk right in and handle that piece for them, not have to market it, not have to put it on, you know, show it and do all those things. That was great. Then we talked about probate and how you can help to shorten that very lengthy process and help kind of get through all of the pieces of the puzzle for people that are having to now sell a loved one's home. So that was nice. And again, if you're out there and you're listening and you didn't get to hear all of the segments, go to the website and listen to the podcast, send us a message, give us a call. We'll get you in touch with Casey and he'll take you through all of that. So it really has been beneficial for people that are in probate. Beneficial too, we talked about this last one where it was a 95-year-old mom and a 75-year-old son, and they had free and clear property, but the home was not in the best of shape and they really needed to get cash fast. That worked out very, very well. I mean, I can't even believe that you rented them an RV for their family in Washington to drive down, turn around and send them back up. So many good reasons why someone would fit into your simplified offer program. So do you have a website, Simplified Offer?
Yeah. Okay. You could find me at simplifiedoffer.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Easy enough.
He just simplified the offer to find him. Yeah.
Right. All right. Simplifiedoffer.com. How else do they call you?
You could reach me at 909-764-FAST, F-A-S-T.
All right. One more time.
909-764-FAST.
All right. I like fast. That. That's easy. Fast. Yeah, fast and affordable. No. All right, cool. So we're going to go to another break. Anybody listening wants to talk to Casey, give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. You can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com. You can listen to the podcast there. You can go to contact us and send us some messages. Plus, on top of that, we've got like a ton of free tools, anything you could possibly need.
Seven.
Anything you could possibly need for your home buying process, from loans to real estate. And you can check us out anywhere else. As long as you just type in Mortgage Mom Radio, find us. So we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be right back and we'll finish up with Casey and go on from there.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right. So, hey, Marla.
Hey.
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 It's morning.
It is.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
That guy's voice is just like...
It gets you going. It's very exciting.
It puts me in a little bit of a trance. I mean, does he really, really talk like that?
Yeah.
Like, okay.
He really does. We're going to have to meet him in person.
Yeah, he's going to have to come out to margaritas and some tacos.
We've got Casey Tavault with us here with Simplified Offer. We've been talking with him for the entire hour. We just think it's just such a cool program. We feel like it's something that is new that we can give to our listeners. Maybe they have someone who could benefit from it. Maybe they could benefit from it. Again, here at Mortgage Mom Radio, our goal is to bring you new things. So, you know, we talk a lot about loan programs because that's what we do when you work with me and you work with Marla and our team. We're the ones that are helping you with your loan application and getting you approved for the loan and helping you to go out and buy homes. We're also putting you in touch with real estate agents that we work with, referring you to clients, referring you to anybody really, insurance, anybody that comes from the loan side of the process. But at the same time, we're doing so much work with our real estate agents as well. And then the real estate agents have their side of the process that they do.
Right.
And, you know, so our goal is to be to be your advocate, to be your guide, and to help you through the entire process, start to finish, and get you hooked up with the right people. And when Casey brought this to us, you know, we've been working with Casey now for a couple of years and helping him, some of his clients with their loans. And, you know, I kind of noticed that he was doing some things that were a little bit different. And I'm like, gosh, you know, Casey, what is it that you're doing? You know, what is going on here? And so that's when he brought it, you know, brought it to our attention and talked to us about Simplified Offer. And I just think that it's just such a great service that we had to get this out to everybody. So if you're just jumping in the car and you haven't heard any of the show whatsoever, Casey is a real estate agent. He works with REMAX. He does the full spaghetti noodle. I mean, everything from,
the full spaghetti noodle. It's like a fettuccine. It's a little bit of a fatter.
Yeah. Noodle. He's doing all of it from, you know, filling up the water pot and boiling it and throwing in the salt. And I don't, some people tell you don't put salt in the noodles, whatever. Throwing the noodles in, boiling them.
Left turn here.
Boiling them and dumping it into the sink. Bring and what do back. I mean by that is he's a real estate agent. He's going to take you through the whole thing. He's going to tell you what your house is worth. And, you know, he's going to bring you from start to finish through the process of selling your home as a normal real estate agent would. But he's also, you know, got his company Simplified Offer, and he's buying homes for cash, and he's helping people turn around and get out of their home very, very quickly. And we've talked about situations of, you know, you're going through a credit event and you're about ready to lose your home to foreclosure or short sale. You know, maybe somebody's passed away and the property's in probate. Maybe somebody's fallen ill and you need the money out of the home for medical expenses and you just don't have the time to wait. Maybe like Casey mentioned at the during the break, you know, maybe it's the big D, you know, you've got a divorce going on, right? Casey, tell us about it. You know, how does that help when you've got two sellers that can't agree?
It gets challenging. it really does. And, you know, fortunately I've been through it enough working with, divorce attorneys through this process, that I know the inner workings. I know where the pitfalls are. And so we're able to come in and just really simplify the process and allow you to get to a decision-making point, because the house is always the stick point when going through the process. Once you get past that, you're off to the races and everything gets a little bit easier. And, you know, the spouses, husband, wife are able to
move on,
to move on. Really? Yeah. Mm-hmm. To move on. And
we help a lot when it comes to divorce. I mean, you know,
we deal with it a lot
because we have, one of the two are typically wanting to, if they can, stay in the home.
Mm-hmm.
And they need to buy the other one out, and they need to give them the cash and the equity and the property that, you know, that they've, that they're half, you know, and so they're coming to us to do a cash out refinance. And, you know, so we do deal with that a lot, but there are a lot of times when, you know, for whatever reason, when people go through a divorce, it always seems, I mean, just 9 times out of 10, there's some other major significant event that's taking place that has kind of forced them into this just horrible place in life, mm-hmm. you know? So a lot of times there's, you know, one of them has lost a job, or, you know, maybe they've purposely quit their job, who knows. But income is sometimes a difficult place, and neither one of them can afford to make the mortgage payment. And they're kind of in a situation where they need to sell. They've got equity. They need sort of bailed out. I could see where your services would just come in handy dandy in that spot.
Or, you know, sometimes it's not even the primary residence. Sometimes they have a rental that's paid off. They have a rental. And so their main focus is how can we get cash, like you said, buy the other person out.
Right.
So sometimes we're coming in and buying the rental that they have, tenants or not, free up some cash so they could then figure out what to do with the primary house, the one that the kids live in, you know, the one where life is happening at.
Right. Wow. I mean, this just blows me away. I think it is just so fantastic. There are so many different reasons why somebody would fall into the category of wanting to work with Simplified Offer and going that route with the sale of their home. Anybody that is out there that is listening, please, 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 if you've thought that this might be the way for you to go, or this sounds like something that you could benefit from, please call us. You can call Marla and I at, you know, Mortgage Mom Radio at 844-935-3634. We'll get you right in touch with Casey directly. Casey, how can they call you directly?
I could be reached at 909-764-FAST. FAST.
I like that. So, and you know, you guys can go to our website and go to contact us. You can send us a message and we'll get you in touch with Casey there. If you're just jumping in the car and you've missed any segment whatsoever, we've talked about how many great ways that this Simplified Offer can benefit you based on different types of scenarios that you might be in right now. So go to our website and listen to our podcast. We'll have the show up on the air in about an hour after the show is over. We're done at 8 o'clock this morning. So by 9 a.m., you can go back and you can listen to the podcast podcast. So do that. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. And, you know, one more thing that I just want to bring up, Casey, before the show is actually over, since we're getting close to eight, you know, if somebody does not benefit from the simplified offer, you are such a fantastic real estate agent. We have had nothing but positive reviews from anybody that we have worked with, that we have referred to you, and that you have helped through the process of buying. Tell us some of the ways that maybe somebody has a distressed property, or they're going, you know, for whatever reason, they choose not to go the simplified offer route. How can you benefit them now on your realtor hat, real estate side?
Sure. You know, as you can imagine, Debbie, through many, many years of this, I've built up a pretty hardy Rolodex of contractors.
Are they still around? Do you actually have one on yours?
On my desk, I have the index card.
Wow,
yeah.
Wow, mine's all on my phone, but like, it just brings you back. I remember leaving one office and going to another, and man, that Rolodex had to get in that box.
I still actually have mine.
You have
at
yours
home.
Too?
Yeah.
Or the business card holder?
Yeah. Right? Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I have that too.
All right, cool. So you've got this Rolodex, which is just heaping with what?
Yeah, so it's heaping with handymen, with contractors, with HVAC, with painters, with mold remediation specialists, with roofers, with flooring specialists, hardwood floor removers. Sometimes if we go into a property, if we're not a good fit, it's as easy as spending $4,000 through an approved vendor that I have, that I've vetted and worked with. We could paint inside and out and refinish the wood flooring,
which is going to make you're going to sell the home at a higher
100%.
Price. I mean, for $4,000. I mean,
yeah.
You know, things like that. I absolutely love that, Casey. And I am so thankful that you came on the show this morning. This was really great. You gave us some amazing information. I'm sure that there's other companies out there that have done similar services, but with our respect level for you and having worked with you before and knowing, you know, how you treat and have treated our clients in the past, I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. We love what you're doing. And for everybody that's out there listening, please, if you guys have questions, call us. Call Casey. Let us get you in touch with him if it's something that you might benefit from. You can reach us at 844-935-3634. You can go to our website, mortgagemomradio.com, and you can send us a message, contact us. You can check out all the free tools. You can listen to the podcast if you've missed anything from this morning. It really was a great show, one that you don't want to miss. Ask Alexa to play the Mortgage Mom Radio podcast for you. You know, go to our Facebook, check us out. But Casey, again, thank you so much. So it's
Yes, thank you so much.
It's simplified offer. Telephone number?
909-764-FAST. Or if you don't want to talk directly, you just kind of want to check me out, check out the site. Who is this guy?
He's pretty good looking, ladies. You might want to check him out.
You could go to www.simplifiedoffer.com. Fill in an opt-in page, you know, drop in some information. We're happy to kind of get in touch behind the scenes if you don't want to talk on the phone.
Awesome. I love it. And we got to go now. It's 8 o'clock, but we'll be back next week and we'll talk to you all then.
Bye.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 413-1054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MB-676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 0918544, Washington ZL-39179. Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044455. Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.